Butaja. Oh, na 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 na. Hey, I watch the man of Benjamin's. I represent for Peter Gay, the Diva, and the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show. Let it play. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Greetings upon greetings, blessings upon blessings, peace. You are listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, your knowledge station, with your with the mostest. Peter the Diva, give me a call at 661-467. Again, the number to call is 661-467-2407. And today's topic is narcissism. Narcissistic personality disorder is one of several types of personality disorders. It is a mental condition in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance, a deep need for excessive attention and admiration, troubled relationships, and a lack of empathy for others. But behind this mask of extreme confidence lies a fragile self-esteem that is vulnerable to the slightest criticism. A narcissistic personality disorder has problems in many areas of life, such as relationships, work, or financial affairs. People with narcissistic personality disorder really unhappy and disappointed when they are not given the special care or admiration they believe they deserve. They may find their relationship fulfilling and others may not enjoy being around them. Be mindful of us that are surrounded by people who have narcissistic tendencies and they have not either been A, diagnosed or B, accepted the fact that they are narcissists. Exhibit these narcissistic behaviors. But me could be the thing, again, you're listening to the Diva on your Caribbean Radio Show, your Nally Station on CRS Radio. Again, the number is 61467-2407. And like Popcorn said, the thing firm. You have to stand firm and you have to stand firm against those who exhibit these things or narcissistic tendencies. As
yeah, so much problem with my so-called friends. Problem with the girl I love. Bully for them, we said them no popcorn. Them never know the place I was. People will know the real struggle me feel. A people like Squid and Cuz. This music is like a battle to me. So much hatred and grudge. But in the midst of all his enemies, try you keep me firm and strong. Bad mind and jealousy just get me feel. Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Give me the energy we need. Try you keep me firm and strong. And you will keep winning by any means, yeah. Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Strong already. Strong already. Strong already, you know. No friendly with the media. Everyone already know. Some people can believe everything them see on TV. Everything them hear on radio. Them see a video thing I need them want. Them plan up how fi take it from you. God na go vex if I'm a gun me drop. Empty a massive from you. But in the means of all his enemies, try you keep me firm and strong. Bad mind and jealousy just get me feet. Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Give me the energy we need. Try you keep me firm and strong. And really keep winning by any means, yeah. Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah.
Firm and strong. Again, if you're just joining me, you're listening to Peter the Diva Radio Show, your knowledge station. Again, the number is 661-467-407. Make what's up about the narcissistic people them in our life. Have them in the form of parents and family and friends, and lovers and husbands and wives and so forth and so on. There's, let me talk about the parents them real quick. There's three narcissistic parents will violate your boundaries. Okay. I remember when I was decided to do this topic, a young lady, she was like, how do you, you know, deal with a narcissistic parent, set boundaries with a narcissistic parent? My thing is, I just not deal with you at all. Everybody is like that. So, three ways a narcissistic parent will violate your boundaries. One of the characteristics of narcissistic personality is a lack of appropriate boundaries between oneself and other. From a parent's perspective, the narcissist may see their child as an extension of themselves and recognize the separateness of their child. Interaction between, you know, a parent, whether or not it's a woman in her 20s, and so happen to have narcissistic personality disorder. You have to ask appropriate questions. One tactic narcissistic parents use to violation is asking inappropriate questions. Mothers and daughters are not friends. Let me say this again. Mothers and daughters are not friends. They are parents and a child. And when it comes to matters of sex and relationships, it is perfectly normal for the child to retain information. It is normal for a child to retain information. There is a need for parents to know what a child is engaging in sexually. A child is underage or a younger teenager. Let me say this again. They need to know. Parents only need to know what their child is doing when their child is underage or a younger teenager. Parents, you cannot ask your grandchildren how their sex life is. It's inappropriate information. The next way in which the parent display a narcissistic violation of boundaries is through the sharing of inappropriate information, as well as not wanting to share sexual information about oneself to one's mother or father. It's almost a universal that children don't want to hear about their parents' sex lives. Just saying. You ever walk in on your parents like it's the best thing ever? The narcissistic parent may share inappropriate information about relationship and sex in order to produce what she feels is a close relationship. And daughter is bound to her in a web of shared intimacies and secrets. The narcissistic mother makes the daughter feel special and needed. Gains attention. The sharing of inappropriate information with her daughter also creates an expectation or obligation that the daughter is going to do the same. So fathers and sons and mothers and sons and fathers and daughter. I don't realize how T.I., if y'all saw where T.I. said that he goes to the OBGYN, that's a bit much, because at the end of the day, that little girl needed privacy. She didn't need her father looking up all up in her hoo-ha. Okay? And the third one is attention seeking. The final part of the interaction, the client, or let's say daughter, mother involves the mother becoming upset and criticizing the daughter for making her feel bad. The narcissistic parent thrives on attention, and the mother will expect kind of follow-up from her daughter, such an apology. Narcissism usually stems from a point of fragile self-esteem. And when a narcissistic mother takes his or her daughter or son reaction as a form of rejection, she may feel genuinely deeply hurt. And when a narcissist and then card that like they playing a game, if they didn't win that particular game, acting hurt, which in turn receive attention from that child that they crave. Being on the receiving end of an interaction of this kind, you feel bulldozed and confused. By maintaining her boundaries and share this information with her mother, the young lady felt hurt in her mom and did offer an apology that was desired. That's when they do the whole guilt trip, the gaslighting, you know, where the other person puts it on you like you're the problem, but in turn, it's really they're the problem, okay? And it's just a terrible thing, but you have to be strong. Again, you're listening to CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show. You're not station with your hostess with the Moses, Peter the Diva. The number is 661-472-407. Again, the number is 661-467-2407. Life progress, take your upper strength.
Some guys on me think about some things I've been through. Only if I try as I'm feeling, but me never yet think we quit do. Only if I don't mind it, look the dollar, tell myself alone. Me sorry for the dirty book of them, one never feeling part, I gotta fulfill the dream.
Dear by dear me, I get by. Still I want me head high. We push through the obstacles, I'm gonna push through the obstacles. If you don't get fighting, it makes sense. More than fighters, so me get strengthened. Push through the obstacles, I'm gonna push through the obstacles. Not for them hate me for nothing, them hate me for nothing. But I never give my real things for something, for your kids. No matter how me do good in a life, them kill me with negative vibes. Just a play the fool to catch the wise. Now listen when them criticize me, see to them a hypocrites. See the fear within them eyes. Because one day me I go shine brighter than every city light. If you not get fight, it don't make sense. More than fighters, so me get strength. So me get strength. Push through the obstacles, I'm gonna push through the obstacles. If you not get fight, it don't make I got strength. We push through the obstacles. I'm gonna push through the obstacles. No matter how me try, them tell me nobody knows. You all got members, so you tell me so me could have bought. Could I know? You're just bad, cause life's so complete, you don't even know. Oh, day by day, me, I get by. Still, I want me head high. One thing, man. Some get strong, we push through the obstacles. Some man a push through the obstacles. You know, get fight, it don't make sense. Some get fight, and some get strong. Obstacles, man a push through the obstacles.
I gotta tell you, you're the worst. Looking at the mirror and tell yourself you're the best. Yes, yes, yes. On the road to progress. Me know I hear what you are saying. You're not the progress. No, no, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. May I tell us, the narcissistic people that in enough of our life, okay? And here are some ways to disarm a narcissistic person. And one of the tricks is to control your emotion. You have to control your emotion. There's no doubt that each of us has a narcissist in our life. Like, there's no doubt. Okay? And that person that just can't seem to see past their nose, right? And it's just a sad situation that we have to deal with these people. And while we have them around, we have to find ways to deal with their ups and their downs, okay? And narcissists can tend to keep their surroundings very well controlled. Whatever control they blame others for, okay? This is what makes a narcissist work with. Even if you have a good argument, right? And a person, the narcissist will use his or her repertoire of ammo to put you down to the person at fault. It might be easy to think that we can't just drop kick that and move on with life, but sometimes it's just far easier said than done. And narcissists aren't people we choose to be in our lives. They are just there. And quite frankly, you know, we just stuck with that person, and therefore we must just learn how to deal with them. I'm saying, all me deal with narcissist people, me just keep you out of my space. Me love you from a distance, right? And one of the ways to disarm, you know, a narcissist or make them more terrible is to don't fall for the temptation to sink to their level. Narcissistic person love a good fight, and not because they are any good at arguing, but they push your buttons. And by pushing your buttons, you are tempted to break yourself. The narcissist needs for you to fight back. You are the one who they consider lost control. You are now the bad guy. When he or she throws the first verbal judo chop, it is on you. So it's a matter of if you're gonna ignore it or you're actually gonna say. So how do you get around that? Just be cool. Don't react to the emotion. If you are not familiar with emotional intelligence, get it. That will be your first defense in disarming a narcissist. It is important to remain in control of your emotions because the narcissist will not. Okay? Don't feed the ego. Surely you have to ask yourself, like, for zoo and it's just pure chaos. That's all you and a narcissist, if you feed into this, it's going to be like a bunch of wild animals. And well, narcissists are more like caged wild animals. They seem fine behind the fence, and that fence gives a sense of security. But don't be fooled. You don't see the zoo animals. They can be quite unpredictable, just as much as a narcissist, except in his ego. Remember, narcissists have an impressive sense of self. And when you throw numerous verbal praises at that ego, power, that unstable, weak mind, okay? Feed his ego, he or she doesn't hear praise. He or she hears how much better they are over you. If you don't feed the bear, bear won't have any energy to attack your confidence later. So basically, that person is like a bear, is like a wild animal. Don't feed it because then it won't have any energy to attack you later. Don't take responsibility for that narcissistic person's emotions. If he or she is pissed, let them be pissed. He or she will try to make you smarter for his or her negative emotions. After a while, it might be easier to accept that blame because it encourages him or her out, but it tears you apart from the inside out. So before you know it, you have to take the blame for that person's emotions by doing everything that person wants. Let them just, they're going to have to just figure it out themselves. And don't use ultimatum. No relationship should ever include an ultimatum. Let me say this again. Ever include an ultimatum. It is a form of control which is that person will use them over and over again. If you don't like something he or she is doing, or you feel you need to use this to gain control, you might have just as toxic as that other person. And remember, we're not trying toxic, right? We're not trying to take on somebody else's emotions. What we're going to do is we're just going to ignore. Okay? Keyword, we're just going to ignore. All right? Don't give them negative. You know that baby that's crying and you're wondering, like, I don't clean your bum and you're still over here crying and carrying. What's wrong with you? But in all naturality, there's nothing wrong with the baby. The baby just feel like crying. Adults, some of them just do this because they want you to give them attention. Don't give attention. Like emotional teenagers, narcissists enjoy attention. Positive attention is great for the narcissist, but negative attention is crucial to their ability to hold you accountable. It is unhealthy. It's the unhealthy part of their thinking. Once you give them that negative attention, they'll go over your head. They'll need you to give them negative, okay? They need that, okay? They need you to give them negative attention as a means of lashing out in you. If you are the closest person to the narcissist, you are the most reliable target for receiving negative attention. In mind, the narcissist rarely takes responsibility for their emotions, and yet they are able to be accountable for yours. The best way to deal with a narcissist is to be in a complete control of your emotions. Far easier said than done, but it can be done. Give emotional intelligence a quick look over and figure out how to use it for yourself. The most important trick to disarming the narcissist is to control your emotions. Once you do that, you remove the much of his arm left with his own devices, which he knows is the least about. Come on, guys. You can do it. All right? You can do it. Because we not going to get to us. We not going to do it. All right? Busy signal says.
See them I put money and clothes and car. Some a run down fame, no for them I just wanna be star.
Now grudge them cause me have my life. I miss the health and strength over everything. Yo dog, see through me lens. No for them bend up the bend. See a drink or a dinner. No for them twist up the dimmer.
What?
But no boy can walk by my one way, me say, oh no, no, no. And nobody can make me sell my soul, come and know, I'm a new. Oh, yeah. Can't pinch me finna any sick, can't tickle me particular. Don't follow them grinders from lame when you're not fitting her. See them a chase liquor, then a chase like a prisoner. No boy can wrap me up like no Rizla. Streets no easy, but me prefer work hard till me make it. Not cross certain line, just forget it. So big up every youth foundation, you forget it. As a militant soldier when you step it. See through me lens. No for them bend up the tents. See a drink or a dinner. No for them twist up the dimmer. But no boy can walk by my one way, me say, oh no, no. And nobody can make me sell my soul, come and know, I'm a new. Some boy a pose with things, wanna be them. Me no know which part them get that will be them. Real youths, now watch nobody pass it, but some boy a hyper road and we no see them. Just a bag of things about money, about house, about car. Never see them do no work at all. Me prefer straight and a living all. Zinc up place, then a shake through a press button gate. Dog, see through me lens. No for them bend up the bends. See a drink or a dinner. No for them twist up the dimmer. But no boy can walk by my one way, me say, oh no, no. And nobody can make me sell my soul, come and know, I'm a new.
See them a hit with money and clothes and car. Some a run down fame, no for them a just wanna be star.
Now grudge them cause me have my life. I miss the health and strength of everything. Yo, dog,
see through me lens. No for them bend up the bends.
See a drink or a dinner. No for them twist up the dimmer. But no boy can walk by my one way, me say, oh no, no.
Amen. You have to make sure so you keep the people them one away. Okay. Now, let me tell you about these narcissistic people. And setting boundaries with these narcissistic people. Again, if you're just joining me, Peter the Diva on your Caribbean radio show, your knowledge station, the number is 4672407. Again, the number is 661-467-407. The topic of conversation is narcissism. Plenty of narcissistic people in our life, and we have to figure out ways to set boundaries. That they adhere by these boundaries, right? Because we don't have time for the foolishness. Don't let a narcissistic person define your life, okay? Only you define your life. Only you. Stop giving away your power. Let another person be responsible for your choices, feelings, or thoughts. Even a person's behavior is intimidating. Don't act on these intimidation, all right? In order to reclaim your own personal power, you must have a plan and action for when the narcissistic person tries to control you. You must have a plan of action for when a narcissistic person tries to control you. You need to see yourself as strong and independent. Remind yourself that the only way to take your power away is to stand firm and hold on to it, all right? You stand firm and hold on to it. Be true to yourself. All right. I really hard for your part for the partner of our narcissist to do that. But you have to make all running your life based on what's best for you. All right. And don't even what's best for the narcissist. The pattern of relating with the narcissist has upshoot a lot of points, and they're just all over the place. They demand things, they need things, they just always expect something with no what you want or what you need. All right. And in order to change this unhealthy pattern, thinking about what is best for you and then do it. All right. Think about what's best for you and do it. Sure, you will face a fallout and pushback, but expect the worst. But you have to do that. Another way is you have to keep your finances because it's just simply not good because they're going to control everything. So you're controlling your money, all right? Stop talking to walls. Talking to a narcissistic person to a wall because they'll never agree with you. They will go against you with everything. It's like talking to a wall. So basically, ignore a narcissistic person, all right? Because when they give you the silent treatment or stonewall you, stop making any effort to communicate with. All right. Instead, do something for yourself. Call a friend and go for a walk. Do something. Listen to music. But you cannot talk to a wall. Okay. Allow yourself to be manipulated. Manipulation can be violent. Your manipulator may use fear, obligation, or guilt. You might find some other strategy to do that. Some of the manipulators act innocent. Don't fall for the innocent. That's just a way for them to get in your mind. Tell yourself so you could get out of the feeling that you are not good enough because they told you you're not good enough and is trying to convince you that you're not good enough. Don't let anyone steal your joy. Narcissists are intensely and they like to exclude misery into the atmosphere. Exude misery into the atmosphere. Be aware of this reality and make a conscious effort to contain your own emotions and work on finding things to be good for. All right, that's where that mantra comes in. We're not that you have to tell yourself you're amazing, beautiful, you're smart, you're going to be okay, you're going places, okay? And just focus on yourself. Don't change anything about yourself. Make you feel like you have to change something about yourself. Don't waste not 1 minute of this life trying to get someone else to see that or care or validate you any better because a narcissist is incapable of loving you the way you're supposed to. Do not defend yourself, all right? Do not. They'll attack you, they'll put you in, but just Ignore. He or she spends all their mental energy judging you and picking you apart and telling you how much you have these supposedly bad qualities. All right? And put you down. All right? Remind yourself that you are the business. All right? You are the shit, for lack of better words. All right? Stop being a narcissist. Have you ever noticed that the abuser in your life brings out the worst? That's because as humans, we mirror each other. You ever hear somebody say you match the energy? Sometimes in a narcissist, when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, just don't match the energy. All right? This one energy not going to match. All right? And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Peter Caribbean Radio Show, your knowledge station. All right? Don't mirror. Be aware that you are being molded into a carbon copy of your abuser. All right? It is natural for like those who we are with. So just be with good people. Good people. And remember, I said protect your energy. All right? Remain fast. When you set boundaries against your narcissist, you will experience the narcissist will interrupt your boundaries as a narcissist injury. You declaring your independence will be met with steep consequences. In essence, you are in a fight for yourself. In order to not have these consequences from your partner, you will have to sacrifice your personal identity. This is unacceptable and damaging. In order to withstand the reaction you will experience as a result of setting firm boundaries with your narcissist, you need to remain strong and steadfast. Do not give up on yourself. Ever. Ever. All right? Because these people have inflated sense of self. All right? Them always need prayers. Always love to take advantage of other people. And they never recognize the need for care or anything for other people outside of themselves. They make things complicated just because they like complication. Right? They like to control. They like to gaslight. And in the end, they're going to make you think that something is wrong with you. All right? But you have to see them. It is important that you do that. All right? Despite what someone with a narcissist may say, your wants and needs are likely unimportant to them, right? If you try to bring up this issue, you may be met with resistance. So just see them and move on. I'm not going to say accept them for who they are. Choose to have them in your life or not. All right? Break the spell and stop focusing on them. All right? Stop focusing on them. It might be too soon to find yourself using this tactic, pushing aside your own needs to keep them satisfied. All right? Focus on them. If you have to deal with this personality, don't allow them to create your sense of self or define your world. You matter. Regularly remind yourself of your strengths, desires, and goals. Take charge. Take charge and carve out some me time. Take care of yourself first and remember that it is not your job. Send them to a therapy. Some of them might need medication. You understand? But it is not your job to focus on them or try to fix them. Love yourself. All right? There are times when ignoring something or saying it is an appropriate response. Pick your battles. Pick your battles. Sometimes you have to just say, you know what? Not today. Right? Not today. And a lot of it depends on the relationship. With a boss, a parent, or a spouse may call for a different strategy than dealing with a sibling or a child. Some people with narcissistic personalities and others squirm. If that's the case, try not to get visibly frustrated or show annoyance, as that will only continue. You ever have somebody would just come and disrupt your peace. Just insist that them just end life. Just enjoy causing your problems, right? Ignore. Set clear boundaries. Set clear boundaries. A person with a narcissistic personality is quite self-absorbed. All right? They might think to go where they want, snoop through their personal things, or tell you how you should. Maybe they give you unsolicited advice and take credit for things you've done. Pressure you to talk about private things in a public setting. They may also have little personal space, so they'll tend to cross a lot of boundaries. So you have to make sure that you set clear boundaries. Just make sure it's not an idle threat. Talk about consequences if you're ready to carry them out as stated. Otherwise, they won't believe you. Now, many of us are in have to deal with relationships, people. If you know when you tell them, yo, get out my life, get out the house, you don't feel you're going to follow up with it because it's a threat. That means when they decide that you decide to really stand up and talk about it, they're not going to take you seriously because all those threats you made before means nothing because you never carried through with any plan that you threatened. So don't make it unless you are ready to carry through on those consequences and expect them to push back. If you stand up to someone with a personality, you can expect them to respond, okay? And once you speak boundaries, they may come back with some demands of their own. Right? And they may also try to manipulate you into feeling guilty or believing one with unreasonable, that is unreasonable or uncontrolling, right? They might make a play for sympathy. Don't fall for it, all right? To stand your ground. If you take a step backwards, you won't take it seriously. All right? So, stand your ground. That is not your fault. Don't take up nobody problem on your head. It's not your monkey. So, don't put the monkey on your back if it's not your monkey. If they want to be about whatever you're telling them, let them be in your feelings, in their feelings, but do not accept the fact that they're feeling bad and you give them sympathy. Okay? And find a support system. Get a friend, find somebody, a friendship that could give you a healthy relationship. Spend a lot of time with someone who personally can make it hard to remember what healthy relationships even feel like. All right? Because you've been something so long that you think dysfunction is, you think that it's just better to be in a dysfunctional relationship than what you're used to. Again, you're listening to Peter the Diva on your Caribbean radio show, your knowledge. 661-467-2407 is the number to call. 661-467-2407 is the number to call. And insist on action and not promises. All right? Because they might even be sincere about it. But make no mistake about it. The promise is the means to an end with a narcissistic personality. Once they get what they want, the money is gone. All right? And you can't count on their actions matching their words. Don't say actions speak louder than words with a narcissistic person. It don't mean nothing. All right? So on this point, consistency will help drive it home. All right? Understand that a narcissistic person may need professional help. Professional help. Recognize when you need help, right? So if you're a narcissistic thing, know when you need help. Regularly dealing with someone who has a narcissistic personality can take a toll on your own mental and physical health. All right? You can get anxiety and a lot of unexplained physical alignments. So if you see a person yourself, your doctor or therapist, do that, okay? And know when to move on. Because some people with a narcissistic personality can also be an emotionally abusive. All right? And somebody name calling. You ever, somebody patronize you, yell at you, see an accusation, all right, blaming you for everything that goes wrong, monitoring and attempting to isolate you, all right? These are forms of abuse. So you have to know when to move on, all right? It is important that you know the steps. And if you ever need help, call Narcissistic Abuse Hotline at 1-800-799-2233. Again, the number for the National Domestic Hotline, Domestic Abuse Hotline, is 1-800-799-7233. You have to know when to move on, all right? Because you can't save people. And let me say, we don't want to be in these situations, but unfortunately we are. And whether or not at one point you're a narcissist, whether or not you're right now, you're a narcissist, a relationship with a narcissist, just know when to seek help. Remember, ignore. Do not feed into their ego. Do not feed their ego, because that's what they want. All right? And know when to step away. Know when to take care of you, all right? Know when to take care of you, because them not care about you not at all. You understand what I'm saying? They don't care about you, all right? Because they really project their shortcomings onto you, all right? And nine things that are so obvious to you are attempting to gaslight you. A lot of people now realize that when somebody attacks you more time, them a gaslight you, right? And if you don't know what gaslighting means, look it up. Gaslighting goes a lot along the ways with narcissistic behavior, right? Because it's just a way of them to manipulate. Gaslighting is manipulating someone by psychological means into questioning their own sanity. So our sanity, put somebody on, by the time they're done with you have to ask yourself, if are you mad? Like, legit, talking to yourself, and I wonder if something wrong with you. Because by the time they gaslight you, you're convinced there's something wrong with you, right? And it's a terrible situation to be in. And I've been in relationship with narcissistic people, and it's something that it's, like I said, it's easier than done, but at some point you're going to have to find the strength to get away from that person. And whether or not it's a parent, a sibling, your own child, your husband, your wife, sometimes you just got to go take care of yourself and realize your worth. You are better than this. You understand what I say? So, let me say, it's hard, but recognize when you need help, all right? Because you don't want to be depressed, and you don't want to suffer from no form of mental or physical health, right? You know, through the thing, and reach out to a professional for help. You understand? And talk to a friend that mean you well, right? That means you well, because you don't want to talk to nobody who is just as bad as a narcissist. You understand what I say? And remember, don't yourself. All right? The other person believes you're bad and wants to know that fact. All right? He or she spends all their mental energy judging you apart and your supposed bad qualities. So, don't try to defend yourself, because like I said, it's going to just help you. You don't want to feed that wild animal, right? You don't want to feed that bear, so that energy to continue to try to convince you, continue gaslight you, to make you think there's something wrong with you. All right? Again, you're listening to Peter the Diva on your show, your knowledge station. And like Jamil said,
Whoa,
this life, you know.
Me tell you nothing not easy about it, but for real we won't quit, no. Yeah, you know. And every day me get up and feeling the same. No. Some days me feel dread. Yeah. And on a little bit of people a live for when you
come and you know.
We go through. It's hard when I put it on my bread. Cause no man is perfect.
Again, you're listening to Peter the Diva on your Caribbean radio show. Join me the Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central Standard Time. All right, before I go, let me tell you a little bit the programs that CRS is doing. Check out Yardness on Facebook. That is Yardness, Yardness Facebook page. All right, support the Caribbean Marketplace. Check out palace1.org. It's a charity to help the youths of Jamaica. All right, that is palace1.org. All right, make sure I'm going to drop the link. CRS Radio Facebook page. All right, CRS Radio Facebook page to keep up with the latest and the greatest. All right. Remember, education is key, and that's why the Caribbean radio station is here, because it's your knowledge station. All right, it is your knowledge station. So, man, them say never give up. Fire star and Egyptian say never give up. So, man, we come out on a good
side. Egyptian.
Na 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 na.
Get to the top, no easy, no.
So I said the journey's a hard road, singer.
Giving up is not enough,
sure. No, we can't give up, we have to keep trying, you know.
One man never designed to know. Everything.
Can't put too much pressure for yourself.
And if you are weak, you can be defeated.
You know, the fittest of the fittest shall survive.
Enemies right under you, know, under
sing out the singer, man. Watch out. We're on jump our feet. Step out the road and conquer the fate. Right from the cold concrete to a brand new day, give thanks to his faith. And when the hills are steep, still I'll be making to the mountain peak. Don't let nobody disencourage you once they can't sleep. Christ by great and reach and keep. The earth belongs to the humble and the meek. The youths of the east of the food of the sea. The world without work that won't complete. The man with the boat will never complete. Mama never said it's on beggars and thieves.
Work for what you want and be rewarded. Get to the top, no easy, no.
You know, a consistency and persistency.
Giving up is not enough.
Your money have to keep treading on, you know.
Hey, one man never designed to know everything. So you have to know and know. Pretend. And if you are weak, you can be weak.
You can't be weak, you better be strong.
Enemies right under your nose, under your bed, so you have to know.
Sometimes you feel like you wanna give up, just find your strength, come within and try to pull yourself up. Many times you feel like you're burning from a burden, and all your bills them pile up, and all your friends get corrupt. A lot of time we need a little motivation,
and we someone would stop and listen to our conversation.
Ask the Most High to guide us out of temptation. Cause it's just one way to the top and it's the right direction.
Right to the top is not easy.
Right to the top.
No. Giving up not an option.
Easy nothing is an option.
No.
Jamaican, yeah? We said, these are the
the realest, the girl them want the S-E-X, satisfaction and with the girl I request, nothing but the best girl you are gonna feel this, make me touch your body girl, me have the healing, I'm blessed, girl you need to undress, let me ease all your back stress, give me all the access I need girl, Jamaican lifestyle is free girl, baby, I know what you want, you want the Jamaican. Don't be surprised if your temperature rise. Girl, are you ready to explode tonight? Baby, I know what you want. You want the Jamaican. I know what you're thinking, I know what you want. Girl, are you ready to explode tonight? Baby, when me big up your body from the bed and make you it. I know, I know. Jamaican lifestyle, girl, let me treat you right.
Every single day and night.
Who you gonna call when the rain is pouring down? The remedy I got for you, girl.
You got this Jamaican for you, girl. Baby, I know what you want. You want a Jamaican. Don't be surprised if your temperature rise. Girl, are you ready to explode tonight? Baby, I know what you want. You want a Jamaican. I know what you're thinking. I know what you want. Girl, are you ready to explode tonight?
Boy, you want a Jamaican. Him a love me up, but that what me want. Him a spin me back with that what him want. I got a real one, a true band Jamaican. Whoa, let me tell you no. With a real bad man, you can't tell me no. Him a rub up me back, but I be start the buzz. Cook food, smell good, me happy, call me cousin. Well, seven days, he give my call me, yo. I swam me like an ima jam, yo. Look good, smell clean, and that's a me type. Work 3-4 jobs and get whatever me like. Now down to the ground and I'm not bad a long time. Do anything for me. And to look fresh in I am clock. That's what them bad mind run out them blood clock. A real man, a true brand Jamaican, yeah.
Baby, I know what you want. You want a Jamaican. Don't be surprised if your temperature rise. Girl, are you ready to explode tonight? Baby, I know what you want. You want a Jamaican. I know what you're thinking. I know what you want. Girl, are you ready?
No. Thank you guys for tuning in with me on Thursday. All right. I know I'm supposed to come tuning every Thursday. Honestly, I can't come every other because, you know, sister got some things to do. We have to protect ourselves. But remember, take away. All right. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You again, you are listening with Peter the Diva on your Caribbean radio show, Your Knowledge Station. The topic today was narcissism. Hopefully, y'all got some takeaways. Hopefully, y'all got something. And hopefully, I continue to bring you guys information. If you want to let me know what is there to discuss that in the next show, just drop me a line. I don't want to feel like you're listening to people.
Thank you, Lord, for waking me this morning. Thank you for yet another day. Yes, so I can listen to Peter the Diva on CRS Radio. This is JoJo Mack representing.
JoJo Mack to keep it locked. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, blessings, peace, and light. Have a wonderful rest of your day and rest of your week. And I will see you guys soon. All right, big up on the, big up Dr. Ev. All right, big up the CRS Radio crew. And again, Peter the Diva on the CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, Your Knowledge Station. Out.